They shall take up serpents, and if they what? Drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall do what else? Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Here's what I want to point out to you. Even among the word churches, we pick out different things we believe and other things we eliminate. We believe we can lay hands on the sick and recover, but we don't believe too much in drinking and deadly things that hurt us. We won't talk about that too much. If a snake bites, I'm all right. First thing we think, I'm dead. Hallelujah. And this is what the Lord told me to help you with. That's why I'm reading this. He said, I want you to tell them where they got off it. And are you interested now? Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, he was talking to me, so I'm going to have to talk to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Notice again, he said in this particular verse 17 again, and these signs shall follow. If you read other translation, it will say these signs shall accompany. That means they won't follow behind you, but they come right along beside you. What kind of sign? You'll cast out devils. The reason people don't cast out devils because they think the devil is bigger than they are. Yeah. They have more fear of what the devil says than they have than God, and that's not right. You need to tell the devil what God said. And what I believe, and what I'm going to do. Just in case you didn't know, Mr. Devil, you said this, but this is what the word says, and guess what? This is what I'm going to do. You can hound, you can whoop, and you can scratch, you can claw, you can clown, you do whatever you want to. This is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be moved by what you say. All right, let's get back to Acts chapter 2. So he said, this is what happened to my children. I want to point out something before we leave there. Notice Jesus said in verse 17, you see it? Verse 17, he said, they shall do what? Speak with new tongues. They shall do what? Speak with new tongues. But notice he didn't say that during his ministry on earth. He never said anything in the world about talking in tongues. Only thing we find mentioned that I can remember he said mentioned up there is when he said in John chapter 7 that in that day, a great day of the Lord, when he stood and cried, said, you know, when the Holy Ghost come, because he then when he got ready, he told him, I'm sending the Holy Ghost. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. How many remember that scripture? All right. But he said, they shall speak with new tongues. Acts chapter 2. Give me Acts chapter 2. Here we go. Give it to me in the King James. And these signs shall follow them that believe. No, that's still in King James. Give me. All right. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Watch it. This is what he said to me. Did you notice that new tongue that I said you would have was the first thing showed up? I never knew it. The first thing they did was about this coming of these other two gifts, tongues, interpretations, tongue. He said the first when the wind came and the sound like a rushing mighty wind. It filled the house. He said, the first thing they did, they spoke in the new tongue that I told them. That was the first. The first thing, the initiating of the Holy Ghost coming in the earth, they spoke with tongues. And people have been trying to get rid of them all the time. Ever since they've been trying to explain them away, trying to get you not to believe in them. He said, that's the doorway into all of my supernatural operations. He said, because people had not taught my people, because leaders who call themselves of me, some of them are, and they don't know any better, because they listen to somebody else. And there's some that call themselves of me, and they don't even know me. And I want you to notice, and I did. He carried me through. He said, I want you to notice that any group, when the Samaritan, Philip went down to the city of Samaritan, what did he do? He worked miracles, didn't he? What happened when they got saved? What? Talk to me now. What was the first thing they did when they got saved? They sent for Peter and John so they get filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Can't you see what's been happening to us? What happened? What happened to the Gentile people when Peter was at Simon's house, the tenor, staying there? Hello? And Cornelius had a vision, and rather angel appeared to him and told him to do what? Send to Joppa, get Simon, call Peter, the rock. And he will come and tell you words whereby you may be saved and be filled with the Holy Ghost. What happened? Peter stood up and did what? Come on. Peter stood up and preached while he was preaching. While he was preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on them and they start talking in tongues. While he was preaching, they start talking in tongues. And he said, tell them, many of those that say they are my ministers and those that didn't learn from me and picked up from somebody else have hurt my people, because I want them to know that's the very first thing. That's this gift that's for this dispensation. That's the first one. It's not the most important one, but it is to enhance everything else I got. I said, okay, Lord, I'm gonna listen, you know, because this is new to me. And tongues. Interpretation of tongue. He said there's many operation of tongue, but the one we're talking about for the congregation is to edify the people. But there are many ways tongue will affect your life. But if you're afraid of it and you think it's of the devil, you're not going to do it. So what are you doing? You're leaving off a very important part of your life that God wants to advance you and help you, but you're scared of it because you heard the wrong thing about it. You grew up in churches. The church I grew up in my early days, I never heard anything about tongues. I'm not putting them down. I'm just telling you what the truth is. And now you talk about this, some of them want to fight you for what's in the Bible. Come on now, y'all, so tight on me. It's in the Bible, and they want to fight it because somebody raised up some kind of group, and they said, this is what we're going to do, and this is what God said, and you can't find what God said, what they're doing. All right, let me go on, Lord. Let me go on. He said, this was the first gift. The one I said they should speak with a new tongue, this is the first one showed up when they got filled with the Holy Ghost. They were the first one. And he said, you'll see more of this because it is distinct to this dispensation. And you ought to do a lot of speaking in tongues in your private time. And you ought to pray, God, give me interpretation of these tongues. And he'll give you the interpretation. Because he never would have told you to pray for what he will tell you. Come on now.